Alrighty then. I think I have decided, from some feedback from you guys and from Saga especially, I've decided to kind of record these dialogues myself. But then when we review every now and then, and when you get the full recordings later on, then it'll be with Chinese people in kind of different speeds as well. So one will be normal speed and one will be quite a little bit slower. Okay, that's it. Day 76 now. So I'll be reading this dialogue for you now on the request of Saga especially. Okay, lovely. Person A goes, 中国的海关在哪儿? By the way, the whole title is 中国的海关, so Chinese customs or China's customs. 中国的海关在哪儿? Where is China's customs? 我不知道,你开门就可以看到了。I don't know, you open door, then you can see it. 哈哈, 开门了。 Okay, I've opened the door now. 但是我看不到, but I can't see it. 开关在哪儿? Where's the switch? I guess the lights are turned off now. 哈哈, 我看不到开关, haha. Very, the irony continues. Haha, I can't see the switch. Haha, haha, 我看到了,好了,开了. Okay, I can see it now. Okay, all right, it's opened, or it's turned on. 可以看到海关吗? Can you see the customs? Lovely. 可以啊, can, yeah. 看到了. 你可以帮我关门了? 谢谢. You can help me close the door. 谢谢. Bye-bye. Lovely. I'll read that again. Now just in Chinese. 中国的海关在哪儿? 我不知道. 你开门就可以看到了。哈哈. Oh, 开门了,但是我看不到. 开关在哪儿? 呵呵. 我看不到开关,哈哈. 哈哈. 我看到了。好了,开了。 可以看到海关吗? 可以啊,看到了。你可以帮我关门了? There's a lot of 看到 and a lot of 可以. Lovely, very enjoyable still. Dialogue 2. 一个不会开车的师傅. So note here, we can say 一个, and then whatever, whatever, 的师傅, 的人. Like a person, we can just say 一个中国人. In this case, it's 一个师傅, so like a master, like a driver. And then so we say 一个不会开车的, so a 师傅 that cannot drive a car. 师傅,师傅,你会开摩托车吗? Can you drive a motorbike, 师傅? 不会. 师傅,那你会开巴士吗? 也不会. So then can you drive a bus? Also cannot. So this would be like cannot either. But in Chinese, we can't say the word either. It's just also not.
也不会。那我就不要你了。
Then I'm not interested in you anymore. Then I don't want you. Note that it's kind of like I always tell you that we need two sentences if we use 就. Like this, 就 this. Okay, you go, 我就 also go. Okay, but in this case, the kind of like it's just one sentence. 那我就不要你了。 This is how I want you to start using it soon as well. When you really start speaking in Chinese, because it's like, yeah, you're saying like, based on the premise, which is you can't drive, then I don't want it. So it's kind of like an invisible little premise there, which we don't need to say it out loud, but it's understood that it is, because you're even saying the word then if you can't drive, then I'm not interested in you. Okay.
但是我可以开始学哦,
but I can start studying. 好的。
你学会就告诉我.
When you've learned, tell me. 好的,好的. Okay, let's read the whole thing.
一个不会开车的师傅. 师傅,师傅,你会开摩托车吗? 不会. 师傅,那你会开巴士吗? 也不会. 那我就不要你了. 但是我可以开始学哦. 好的. 你学会就告诉我. 好的,好的.
Lovely. 好的. So, 好的. 好的.